Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Gallant Dudes with Herbs. That was suggested by Ungravitos Mako. So try to figure out how that one's spelled. Right now, we are going to give away the winner of this Mary Jane gift pack that I've signed three times. And also, I'm going to put a pipe from the table in the bag. You're going to get a disgusting, dirty spaceman pipe. This one's beautiful. I think you'll really like it. That's going in the bag, too. And the winner of the bag from the 420 Club, sign up at patreon.com/gettingdug to have a chance to win. And the winner is Matthew Starr. And I know his email address. I'm not going to give it to you guys, but we're going to reach out to Matthew. Congratulations. And then for this next month, for our next giveaway, it's going to be the same deal we did with Lexington, Kentucky. You're going to get tickets for yourself and like seven of your friends to come see me in the comedy club that's closest to where you live. We'll try to work that out. So be sure to enter. And speaking of places I'm going to be performing, you could see me at the American Comedy Company in San Diego this Wednesday, June 14th, the Comedy Connection in Providence, Rhode Island on Monday, June 19th, Wise Guys in Salt Lake City on Wednesday, July 5th, and the Punchline in Sacramento on Monday, July 10th, Dabs Day, DougLovesMovies.com for all my dates and deets. Enjoy the show. Blast off! We're back in the spacement with Todd Glass is already hitting it. And we also got a newbie. It's Jenna Sativa, everybody.
Hey, everyone.
Not just you guys. Everybody out there in the world is probably clapping right now.
Aww. Thank you.
Todd is bragging about recommending this guy to be a PA, and he doesn't even know when to clap.
I know. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You'd say the words Jenna Sativa's here.
Aaron Simon.
You guys should have been on your feet.
Wow, that's embarrassing.
It's so exciting to have someone with the last name Sativa. Was it difficult for you to choose between? Did you ever think about being Jenna Indica?
I did think about it. I did. But I smoke so much Sativa, so it was a no-brainer.
Is Sativa right? The one that gives you energy or the one that
it's
doesn't?
It's the more up one.
That's
yes.
The one I like. You think I could remember it?
Yeah. Yeah, the Sativa's the one where you'll be like up and maybe like have the energy to make love on camera all day.
Exactly.
Or tell some stand-up comedy jokes. That's why I think comedians and people in the adult film industry, that's one of the big things they have in common.
Oh, yeah.
Is that weed is a performance-enhancing drug in the cases of those two professions.
You already know.
Mathematicians, not so much. So we've got Todd has already been hitting it, as you know, but we've got most of the pipes are loaded with a sativa for you, Jenna Sativa, and it's called Tree of Life is the name of the one we have today. Have you ever tried that?
I haven't.
Have not. All right.
So excited.
Do you like a race car with all... Oh, it's both Penthouse. I was going to say, I thought maybe you had two different promotional things going on your clothes, which I have. Somebody gave me this yesterday in San Francisco, and I think it's for the, you know, the Golden State Warriors.
Wow.
With like a weed angle to it. You know, it's a big... Big clump of weed, yeah.
Look what this is.
So I had
to
wear this today, even though I'm not really I'm not behind either team that's playing tonight.
Right.
Good luck to both, is what I like to say.
Yeah. Did you see the shirt that Doc's Lab sent me? Isn't it cool? Every other club gives you a shirt with their shit all over it. Doc's Lab just sent me
just
a nice.
Said you're a regular shirt.
Yeah, I need a nice shirt.
You just
blue
have to
shirt.
Remember to say Doc's Lab a lot while you're wearing it.
Thank you.
Because, they did give it to you so they would get plugged.
Can I say that I'm very much looking forward to today because I went 30 days, and I have smoked a few times since I've been back, but I went 30 days just with no pot at all.
It's a fun one.
30 days with no pot.
When?
About a week ago. I got home a week ago.
Oh, because you were in places where you just didn't feel comfortable?
I was, I think if the person, I was on tour with Daniel Tosh, and he had, you know, buses get pulled over, and they didn't, and I didn't want to take a chance. But I thought later, I guess because maybe he doesn't smoke pot, so it's why take any chance at all? I get it. I do understand. But I guess if you were a pot smoker, you'd say, well, if we get pulled over, we'll just flush it down the toilet.
Right, and what's going to happen to fucking Daniel Tosh?
Why would they can just make your day?
He can just be like, Todd Glass is the one with the pot breath.
I know that.
Todd Glass is the one. His last name is named after a popular word in the world of marijuana smokers.
If I didn't smoke, I don't know. If I had a tour bus, I don't think, I guess I, why take even a 1% chance? But the point is, I went 30 days without smoking. It was fine.
You got through it.
I got through it, yeah.
You drank a lot?
No, I didn't. Because no one drank on the tour either.
What kind of fucking tour is this?
I know. Well, you know what?
Sounds like the worst tour ever.
It sounds like the best tour to me.
It was actually a lot of fun. But
Tosh,
I will say 2. This.
Tosh 2.0 is what I say.
It was actually a tremendous amount of fun. We all got along great. There were 4 other comedians, but I would like the experience with pot smoking. I think there were some nights that pot smoking would have. I would like to experience it again with pot smoking, that same thing.
Wait, Tosh brings 4 other acts with him?
He doesn't usually, but for this, because it was Tosh Point show, so he hosted. He hosted. And Greg Hahn, it doesn't matter.
Really funny comics, though?
Yes, we got along great. 30 days in a bus, not one argument. There was 2 tour buses.
The sleeper actually. Things?
Yeah.
Those are kind of fun.
It was fun. I loved it.
Awesome.
But yeah, that's weird. 4 other comics and none of them smoke weed.
I know.
What the fuck?
I know.
Doesn't seem possible, right?
I know.
It's odd.
How many people in the adult film industry don't smoke weed? Like maybe
5%? Seriously.
Yeah. It's very popular with that crowd.
I have to sit up. My mom watches the show, and she said, sit up. You always slouch over.
Oh, wow.
She's right.
She's right.
I can't believe your mom watches this.
Yeah, she sits at home. And I was going to say something so dirty. But then why did I edit? Can I tell you what I was going to say? That way, if it's out of line, it's funny. But I was going to go, because you believe, it is true she watches the show.
Sure.
But I was
going to
go, yeah, she sits at home, she plays with her pussy, and she watches the show.
Because she's
that is funny.
She
anybody who doesn't laugh at that.
She has a cat in her lap.
No, I don't need them around me. Okay. It's so absurd. That's why it's funny. It doesn't have anything to do with any truth.
Right. No, that's very absurd. Well, it's off-puttingly absurd. Oh, my son's on the internet. I'm going to diddle myself.
I got to be honest.
Hope he says something about Doc's lab. That really gets me going.
I would rather admit I told a white lie than have you think, okay, my mom doesn't watch the show.
Okay.
So now it's funny,
really,
right? Because you're right.
Some shit just now.
If I thought my mom really watched the show, honestly, this is the truth, I wouldn't have said that. Because, no. But it's just a fake thing. But maybe she does do that. She wouldn't tell me. Wow, I'm on fire. This is what they... Can I get something out of the way?
Oh, sure. I didn't know there was something in the way.
That way I don't have to worry later about promoting it. If you can get a real tight shot of that, real tight. That way people at home can freeze it, and I never have to mention it again. I can just enjoy the night. Did you get close up? Because if I go home and rewatch this and you were far away, I'll come by here. I'll take a swing at you. Oh, is that good? Okay, that's it.
The Bloomington, Indiana Comedy Festival.
No, I didn't say festival. I said this fall.
Oh, Bloomington Comedy Attic. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't have a date. I figured this way they have to give me one.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a trick.
Sneaky.
That's a trick that
wow,
I do.
You had a lot going on there. You got a show in D.C. in November. The potheads are really good at planning ahead, so it's a good thing you did that.
You know what? I figured...
They are, though. They'll buy tickets and forget they bought them.
They're the best.
You know, like you'll get tweets that on December 4th, you know, oh, I had a ticket to your November 30th show, but I bought it in June.
Right.
Forgot I had it.
Yeah.
Heard it was sold out and was bummed.
And yesterday I was going to go to the secret sesh thing and like I got super high and then I fell asleep and totally forgot. So it doesn't even take that long.
No, it's, you know, As long as it's not something important you have to be at, marijuana can really change your schedule.
Right. Yeah. It's a real, sands the edges off the day, the way I like to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, there's more where that came from.
You know what makes God laugh, right? Your mother playing with her son. No.
Now she has to watch the show. Because one of her friends will.
One of her friends is going to be like, you got to check out what they're saying.
I'm going to come back to you and report on this. This is the truth. I lied. My mom does not watch the show, but I was honest about that. But her friend Adele does. And she knows her because she works at this veterinarian place. But anyway, Adele does watch it. Now, I want to see if Adele, now she won't do it because I mentioned it. But I think Adele is the type of person, now she'll know it, that would tell my mom. And I have to go, why would you tell her to watch the show? I said she plays with her pussy. She goes, she'll laugh at it. She has a good sense of humor. I go, it's my mother.
She does play with her pussy, though.
Oh, no.
I hope so.
No, she doesn't.
I don't know.
Oh, I didn't mind where this was at, but now it ends into a real conversation. Then, of course, it's uncomfortable.
What age do people stop playing with themselves?
I bet older than you think.
Really?
Never, I hope.
80s?
I would imagine.
Adam West, the great Batman, died at 88 a few days ago. Do you think he jerked off any time in the last few weeks?
You know, it's actually a good question.
I hope so.
I mean, not him specifically. But I bet it's a lot older than you think, and I bet it's frustrating.
Robin, I can't join you this evening.
I bet it's frustrating. Because you hear 50 or 40, and then you hear 60, and then you hear, you always think, you know, you raise it to, like, when you're not having sex anymore.
I just don't hear anything. I never hear a number.
I bet a lot more do, and I bet it's frustrating when they hear someone like us going, you think when you're 80 you still have, I bet there's 80-year-olds going, yes.
It's different for everyone.
I quit at 38.
Who's got the time? Who's got the time? Here's, you know how they say your perception is your reality?
Yeah.
They say your perception is your reality, which means there's someone out there going, you know what? I quit masturbating. You know what? It took 23 hours a day. And like, he thinks everybody masturbates for 23 hours a day. You know, it's like when a guy
says, I'm not great at it.
Right. It takes me 23 hours.
I have to put in the work. I'll take myself to a movie and some dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Talk to myself a lot.
Oh, God.
It's exhausting. I'll fall asleep and forget to do it.
Oh, I'm not good at it. That's why it takes so long. I wish I could get it out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, certainly everybody's different, but they also don't. Nobody talks about it in terms of age they stopped. That's going to be my next man on the street project, is I'm just going to go up to old people and ask them if they still jerk off.
Wow, that even makes it sound more...
Are you still sexual?
Yeah.
It'd be a terrible thing. It'd be a terrible thing to say to a senior citizen. It'd be very rude.
Oh, would you say that?
Unless you want to bang them.
I would never be able to. Like, all this stuff you're saying about your mom, even I couldn't even remotely go there. And my mom will never see it. She doesn't watch this show.
Right.
But I couldn't even say it just joking around.
Just so you know, I'm not, whether I'm crazy or not is not for me to decide. But I was absolutely all right with the first absurdity about my mom. That always makes me laugh, any ridiculousness. But then once it got into a discussion of...
Oh, it was making me laugh. I enjoyed it. And I also, I'm not judging you for it. I think that I just don't, I've never dropped an F-bomb in front of my parents
really?
My whole life. Yeah, yeah.
Like, my
it's
mom,
weird the way I just have, that's how I learned to love and respect them, but you probably do it through like hugs and kindness.
You know, I have a good relationship. My mom has my mom does have a good sense of humor. If anything, I get in the way of it because I'm a different person, I've learned. And I've only done this 4 times or 5 times, smoked pot and had a conversation with my mom on the phone. And it made it better. I want to take what I did when I was high and apply it to when I'm not high, because it wasn't like, oh, my mom was high, I was high, so my mom became interesting. No, my mom's already interesting. But it made me not try to fix her problems, talk to her more like a friend. And I could tell 20 minutes in, I'm like, this call's going really good. And I'm not trying to get off the phone because I'm enjoying talking to her. So I don't know. And then one time I had to go on stage and open up for Sarah Silverman, and I needed to talk to my mom. I don't get high in front of a theater ever. You know, like 1,500 people.
You do it out behind the theater?
No, I can't. I would get too nervous to go out in front of that many people high. I would get nervous if it wasn't going well.
You gave me a good setup. You say you don't get high in front of the theater. Get high in the back.
I get it.
But anyway. No, I get what you're saying. That makes sense. So I want to get extra high for that situation. Yeah. I want to be crazy high because, you know, the whole experience is so elevated.
Well, I did because I wanted to talk to my mom, so I smoked a little bit, and then I had to go out high, and I'm only doing 20 minutes, but guess what? Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed it. Being in front of a room like that, and you're high, and they're a good crowd, it was nice. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
You know, you're awash with a lack of paranoia. Like, it's just pure joy.
Right.
It's just fun. You know?
Now, when I open up for Louis, he loves to snort Coke before the show. Oh, can that guy snort up a whole big bowl of Coke? He comes in your dream. This is all right. I'm saying this. I mean, I don't think he gives a shit.
I'm sure he's watching this right now. He was snorting coke out of an old lady's pussy.
Yes, yes. That's Louie. There's five old ladies with coke all over their pussy. And Louie comes in, snorts it all up. I go, hey, Louie. He's always nice. But he goes, here's another one. And he goes out and does a great show. So who am I to judge? But he loves his fucking coke. Louie, woo.
Anyway, folks, I hate my kids.
And Sarah, I don't want to give away anything about her, but she likes to fuck, right? 2 seconds before she goes on stage. I think I'm being funny. What? If nobody laughed at that in the room, I don't know. I could be right and you could be wrong.
I couldn't think of anything to tag that with that would potentially upset her.
I think she would laugh at that. I think she would be insulted if someone thought that wasn't funny. That Sarah Silverman wrote me that joke to say about her. That's how much she needs press. She said, here's a joke. Say it about me. You could do it.
Isn't it fun to disagree when the terms and conditions thing comes up? Like, to just have that kind of freedom in your life that you can disagree?
The terms and agreements of what?
My fucking phone just asked me to sign some terms of agreement thing, and I wrote, disagree.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
So I don't know what's going to happen down the road, but I just turned it down.
I'd love to disagree.
Whatever it was they're trying to get me to do. How are we doing on time? Is this thing, crazy or does it feel like it's time for a break?
I think we're doing great.
It's exactly time for a break. Yeah, except for 2 minutes. Let's talk for two more minutes.
Shit.
We haven't got to Jenna's high history, which we ask every new guest, and that is...
I need to have my whole own high history.
What's your first time experience with smoking weed?
Okay, well, my ex-girlfriend was trying to get me to smoke for, like, ever, and I hadn't smoked yet. And she wanted me to pick her up from work, and we were going to go to the beach. She's like, pick up my best friend. I'm like,
how old are you at this point?
I was 16.
Okay. And your best friend was like constantly trying to get you smoke weed. And
girlfriend.
Just weren't ready.
She was my girlfriend.
Oh, girlfriend. I'm sorry. Not best friend.
And my best friend, but whatever. Girlfriend.
Right.
Girlfriend.
That's how it should be.
Well, dude, she flipped out because I smoked with her best friend, and I was trying to bond with him so bad because she's like, oh, bond with him. And I'm like, okay, weed, you bond. So,
but she wanted to be there that first time?
Yeah, she got mad at me. And then, you know, we smoked, and she got over it, and we're best friends.
Was it a good, like, the first time, was it a good reaction?
Oh, my God, I had so much fun. I was laughing my ass off, and I was having such a good time. And then when I told her, I was just like, oh, guess what, babe, I'm so high, you're so right. I should have done this a long time ago. She was like, what? I was like, oh. Like, you know, my happiness went to, like, oh. And then, like, as soon as I hung out with her, that her vibes were away, I was like, again. And then, like, when I saw her again and she smoked, she totally calmed down. And, you know.
That was a perfect way to spend 2 minutes.
It was.
We'll be right back. What do you do when you look through your kitchen but all you can find is junk food? Rely on your self-control to resist the temptation? Please. You eat the junk food. I have this problem all the time when I return home from being on the road and haven't had a chance to go to the grocery store. But now you can start snacking healthy with Nature Box. Nature Box makes snacks that actually taste great and are better for you. Created with high quality ingredients that are free from artificial colors, flavors, or sweeteners, so you can feel great about snacking. My personal favorites are Cranberry Almond Bites and Kung Pao Pretzels. Nature Box recently made their service even better. Now you can order as much as you want, as often as you want, with no minimum purchase required, and you can cancel anytime. It's simple. Go to naturebox.com and check out their snack catalog. There are over 100 snacks to choose from, and they're constantly adding delicious new snacks. Choose the snacks you want, and they'll deliver them right to your door. There are new snacks each month, inspired by real customer feedback, and if you ever try a snack you don't like, NatureBox will replace it for free. And now, NatureBox is offering our fans 50% off off your first order when you go to naturebox.com/getdug. That's naturebox.com/getdug for 50% off your first order. naturebox.com/getdug.
Sorry if I'm not in frame. It's cool.
Todd,
people
where
like
are you
it
going?
When they come back.
I'm where are you put, off to, Todd?
I'm going
to
put my jacket on.
Wow, you really did come in cash today.
I know. I'm so comfortable.
Yeah, that's good, I guess.
It's okay, right?
I guess that's important. The indica on the table, if anybody wants to be so bold, is called Humboldt OG.
Well, I'll try it.
Okay. So we can put that in something.
I got nothing to do. I took the rest of the day off. All I have to do is go eat dinner.
If you're just joining us, we're here with the ubiquitous Todd Glass and our brand new guest for the first time, Jenna Sativa.
Jenna.
And we're having now they clap.
Aww.
Now they're getting it. You guys getting hot box? Is everybody feeling good over there? All right.
You look great. Look, what a great looking group.
It really is a bunch of handsome men.
Well, I didn't say that. As a group, I complimented them. If you want to individually... Now, give them the
ladies are right.
This
isn't extra
one of them
too.
Feminist companies that has a bunch of ladies working here. We're just all dudes.
Yeah.
All dudes making pot videos.
You lie.
No, we got there's lots of women that work for Jash.
Tons of women.
Jash has a ton of women.
My friend Aaron Simon, he's an intern here, he said, "Oh, there's so many women." He goes, "They're all over my shit because I'm young." I shouldn't have said that.
That's interesting that he would say that.
I shouldn't have said that. He probably just told me that now that I think about it.
They're all over my shit.
Because I'm
They're
young.
They're so up in me because of my youth.
He said, just because I'm
all
young.
All the dogs there love me. They got dogs everywhere in this place, and I love it.
It's such a
great... I don't know how they get any work done. I just pet a dog all day if I could.
If you don't have a place where your dogs can come, I'm not saying everybody can, but I'm saying if you're the person that decides whether there can be dogs and whether there can't be dogs and you don't allow dogs, there's something you don't get. Because it's such a good energy.
Or you have really nice carpeting.
So what? Put cement floors in.
No, but that's what I mean. The floors here are perfect for it.
Because there's
and it's also fun for the dogs too. Because when they run and try to stop, they slide. It's
yes.
Great.
The one white. What's time. The white dog's name?
Lucy.
He's got a great energy.
Lucy. Yes, he does.
Can I tell you something? I used to. There's a reason I have to tell you why I did this joke. I stopped doing it after four nights. But Daniel would have his dogs out on stage during the tour, and then when I would come on, he was carrying his dogs off, and I would look at the crowd. My opening joke. I thought it was funny. I still do. I'd say. You know, I was backstage sticking my fingers. By the way, this is true. I would say I was sticking my fingers up their ass, and I thought it was weird. They liked it, but I thought it was weird. But they liked it. I don't know. Isn't that weird?
You're still standing behind this one? Like, it didn't work in the shows in front of huge crowds?
Well, now
I mean, you killed in this room, but I think you got at least one on your payroll.
I think, I'll tell you why, because yes, I can stand by it. Many times the masses have been wrong. It's the world we live in. But
sometimes people also are just laughing because they're shocked. Well, that's a pretty shocking thing to say about two dogs that you just saw.
I'll tell you why I think it's funny.
I bet you they're lovely dogs, too.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you why I think it's funny. It's the absurdity of the guy that they in that joke. You know, a character doesn't have to be like because you put on a fake wig and a mustache. A character can be just the perspective of that. In that joke, to me, the guy's like, the dogs are weird because they liked it. He doesn't think he's weird for shoving his finger up their ass. He's like, yeah, I was doing it. I thought it was weird, but the dogs liked it. That's fucked up, right?
Right, but it's fucked up that dumb people, you acknowledge that there might be dumb people that hear you say that. And then they think that a dog would enjoy that. And then they do that horrible thing to a dog.
Oh, no, I don't think that's happening. I think you're reading into it.
You don't think people are that dumb?
No, not that dumb. I mean, yeah, but they're going to do something else worse anyway. They don't need me.
I mean, not the viewers of this show, but I'm just saying.
No, I don't think
this
people are
clip's going to go viral. They're going to be talking about you on...
Wow.
How far is too far?
How far? Do Nancy Grace talking about it. Please, just do it. You know you can do it.
They were high on marijuana... talking about inserting things into the nether regions of senior citizens.
I
You do me one more. She's isolating one more thing. Like when we were talking about like sticking.
Who you are, Drew Carey? I'm not.
Yeah, you know what? That's I'm not
your puppet.
Yeah.
Although
Eddie Pepitone.
Although right back at you. Do a Rodney Dangerfield doing a Mitch Hedberg joke.
Well, I'm not in the mood. Nope. No. I don't argue too much. I go, okay. Okay, I always do the same ones, but I'll tell you, a guy asked me the other day if I wanted a frozen banana. I said, no, I want a regular one later. So, all right, you know, it's okay. It's all right, you know. I'll tell you, you know, rice is good. Rice is good if you're hungry and you want 200,000 or something. I fucked it up. Jesus Christ. Let me
no
do
respect.
One more.
No
I'll
respect.
Tell you, I'm going to respect it all, you know. I'll tell you, the other day I saw a sign. It said escalator broke, you know. Shouldn't it say escalator temporarily stairs? I mean, it's, you know, what are you going to do, right? Do you know his son does comedy? He says, I get too much respect. I'm stealing jokes from John Brand Wagner. Yeah, he goes, he gets on stage and he goes, my grandfather's Rodney Dangerfield. The other day I worked at a club. They paid me double. I didn't even deserve it. I get too much respect. But it doesn't go over.
He really says that?
No.
Let's do
How
some...
How are you?
Huh?
Great. Oh, I want
okay,
to remember
yeah.
doing...
Check in with her every
I
once
know,
in a while.
I know, at least I think about it.
She has to sit here through all of this.
I know, and you're being a good... You're a champ.
Thank you,
Hey, there's more where that came from.
What happens with what's your association with penthouse.com?
I'm the penthouse pet of the year.
Of the year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's impressive.
Thank
so
you.
That's part of the deal is now you have to just wear their clothes everywhere?
Well, they give me the swag and you know, I love wearing hats, so
it worked out.
I can't wear like I could wear Yosemite hats. Most of my hats are like national park hats. If not, it's penthouse, so I went with penthouse.
I wish we told Todd about the whole hat thing today.
Yeah. Oh, is it hat day?
Well, it turned out to be. It was an accident. We didn't arrange it or anything.
Well, I could put this towel on my head.
Yeah, do it.
That sounds great.
Nah.
I tried.
I decided against it.
For those people who like to listen to the show rather than watch it, Todd has right here on the table his very own like sweat rag. But you haven't had to use it.
No, I haven't. And
you're holding up quite nicely today.
Perfect temperature. I have perfect high. You're nice.
It gets
you're
a little
great.
Too cold for some of us during the breaks because you need that cold air so
I
bad.
I see. I understand.
Yeah. Now you know what I'm dealing
I'm
with
like
here.
Shivering.
You know, when you have two guests, it's impossible to keep
impossible.
The temperature right for both of them.
Right?
That's your life.
Where are you from?
I'm just worried. I'm just
from...
like, I think you probably should have worn more.
Are you from somewhere cold?
Because it's going to be chilly out
from
here.
From Philadelphia originally. Valley Forge, if you want to know exactly.
Ah, okay.
Where are you from?
Miami, Florida.
Miami.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good one, Todd.
What? Well, I was going to go, do you, I don't go there.
Miami.
Miami.
Yes.
Well, it's humid. It's humid.
Very hot.
It's very humid. I was always miserable because, but if I go in the winter, I love it. In the winter, it's like an outdoor pool.
Oh,
it's like an indoor
so
pool.
Good.
It's perfect.
It's so good in the winter.
It's ridiculous.
I like
perfect.
It in the summer too, but that's just, I just like hot better than cold. I don't care how hot it is. I prefer it over cold.
Mm-hmm. I like perfect if I can have it. But,
right?
But I'm just saying,
but
like California. Perfect is the good part about California. Like when it's perfect, there's a reason people move here. It's not the traffic and earthquakes.
That's
something must
nice.
Be fucking great if they're all flooding here.
June's
the
usually
is
pretty
out.
Good because it doesn't usually get super hot.
Oh, there's glooms.
But there
June
is
gloom.
There's a lot of June gloom.
June
yeah.
gloom. Is that real?
It's a thing. Why is it a
I
thing?
I see it every year, man. How long have you lived in LA?
It's not real.
Every June there's clouds.
Oh.
And you go, hey, this is kind of nice for a little while.
Yeah, and if
But
you're
then
in
you're
the
like,
shade,
come on, it's summer. Let's go.
But some people,
you know, sometimes it goes all the way like July 4th. You're like, hey, it's July 4th. I want to see some fireworks.
For right. real.
Not clouds that look a little brighter than normal.
Gosh.
Somewhat active clouds. They don't even go high enough to hit clouds, do they? I've flown over the country during 4th of July.
You have?
Yeah,
is it
a couple
cool
of times. It's fun to get a window seat. And as you fly over the country in places where there isn't cloud cover, you can see all these little fireworks going off everywhere.
It'd be nice to sit in first class and do that.
I flew over Chicago once. That looks nuts. That just looked like a war zone. It was so crazy with the fireworks.
But cool, beautiful looking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Beautiful looking. If
it's
death
scary.
And carnage is beautiful to you, yes. Then quite beautiful.
Yeah.
You had something.
I did.
I did.
It's I was going to say a long time ago, and now I remember to say it, that when a stoner makes plans, it makes God laugh.
That could be a bumper sticker.
Probably already is. It's probably something Gallagher used to say, and I, you know, just remembered it as my own.
Yeah. Somewhere there's these ideas up in abyss. Like, you could have a segment on your show where if people remember what they were going to say, they email it to you. And then they're just floating all over until we can grab them. You should have, like, this thing. It's like, I don't know. It's like, I just pick. Never mind. I know what I'm trying to say.
I feel like when I get high, I get, like, temporary Alzheimer's, which is, like, I'll forget right in the moment what I was saying or, you know, an answer to a question or whatever it is. And then eventually I'll get it. I'll get it back. And that's the sadness of Alzheimer's is once it's, you know, kicks in, it's like people don't generally come and go. They usually just get worse and worse, you
that's
know?
That's just hard to live by. That's...
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad stuff.
It is.
And, you know, they're working, they're doing research, and they're saying pot might help with Alzheimer's. It's not, you know, it's not anything definite.
But even
it's not anything definite like climate change. That's, like, that's real.
Yeah. Even getting it, finding out you have it, I can't even imagine. Wow.
Getting deep here.
I know. Well,
yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's one of the directions we go on this show because we are incredibly high.
And groovy.
Yes.
And groovy.
No, we're groovy. We were voted, and this is the truth, not me, your show, the grooviest show on the out there.
Groovy, baby.
The grooviest show available.
I couldn't think of where this was broadcasted. I wanted to say the grooviest show on the Jash Network.
Well, it is a Jash Network program on the Doug Benson channel on YouTube.
There you go.
But we're also available now in a couple other spots. Amazon.
Oh, what?
Wow, really?
That's awesome.
What?
Pluto TV.
Pluto TV.
And what's the other one?
Amazon.
Oh, Amazon. Okay. I didn't know if it had more words at the end of Amazon, but just straight up Amazon.
Wow.
So if you're not into watch, I don't know why it matters where you watch it, really. I mean, YouTube seems user-friendly enough to me, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, I got yes, one. Please. I'm sorry I don't have a fresh hit for you in there.
Oh, no worries. There's
it's very,
greens.
Very rude.
I got one of these in the mail.
Oh, yeah, half of it's green. I did hit the corner of it.
I got one of those.
You got it?
I got it in the mail.
Nice.
I know. What a cool.
Yes.
It's like a little
case adjourned.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So
the case of the missing gavel. We sent out these nice ones that say the high court on them.
You...
We sent those out to all of the people who played bailiff on the high court.
I can't even get near Nancy Grace.
What do you mean?
I mean, I can't do it. Like if I hear somebody
you
doing
can't it, just talk like
you can't just talk like
yeah.
Nah.
So you can kind of do it.
Oh my god!
I was gonna have her going. They said
you kind of put an awful extra screech into
you know,
it, but
that's why I'm not doing it.
But I think I like that. I think that makes it more fun. You know, it's like we're all doing Dana Carvey's George Bush Senior. You know,
Read
my lips.
Read my lips.
And like that's
people
what we're doing.
That.
We're not
they're
really
still...
doing him.
Right.
We're doing the you
like
know...
Johnny.
Well, that's pretty accurate.
Oh, funny thing. Okay, on the way home. That's
right.
What he did.
Well, okay, great. You're losing the children.
Did we ever talk about this on the
You're
show?
Using the young viewers are tuning out.
You're right. Well, isn't it? If somebody was talking about bands I didn't know, but they were doing it like that, I'd watch them. If they went, doesn't
you're
matter
right,
what.
You're right. You're right. Because that band would be amazing.
Doesn't matter. What.
That'd be a pretty awesome band. I don't know why a cappella hasn't gone to that. The Wacky Noises
oh,
band.
God.
What is this potion?
It is, it's called Jambo. And,
Jambo!
It is, there's always different ones on the table, but I think this one actually has weed in it. And it's in a spray.
I'll rub it on
and it's, yeah, it's also probably good for, it probably works as bug spray if you rub it into your skin.
I don't know. Just want it all over me.
But it's fun. It's somebody almost every new guest asks about it at some point. Like, what is this stuff?
And you spray it on your
I
face?
I never have a great answer for it.
It smells good.
You spray it on your face?
You spray
face?
It in your mouth.
Oh.
And it's
you eat it?
The ones I've tried is kind of minty. And I liked it. I liked the way it kind of freshened your breath while also putting, you know, some either
experimenting
some actual weed or like CBD, they call it.
Has anybody licked it, you think? That's my fear, that somebody's like, oh, yeah, and you're not looking.
Probably,
and they're over there.
But, you know.
You know who I bet? I don't mean to call out names, but.
I caught your mother fingering it.
It's fun. I'm going to make my mom listen to the show.
Especially since we've had like a couple of breaks and maybe some people have joined the show late, so they don't even know why I'm saying. Right. Talking horribly about your mother.
That's why I could have just not left. I could have went like,
yeah, you could have been like, that's uncool.
I won't say anything because
talk
about that.
You guys want to try some pot topics?
Sure. I'm up for anything. I'm very up for anything.
Okay.
I was thinking of another impersonation that we do of people, but I couldn't think of one. I was trying to think of it.
Wait, you're telling me what you're trying to think of but didn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's something.
That is something.
It is something.
That is a interesting thing to say on a talk show.
1% or 2% or 3%.
Wait, what is that?
That's James Adomian doing, but it's me doing James doing Bernie. I know it sucks, but it's like 1% of the 2% of the people to the 2% of the 3% of the people. Of the people, 1% of the person has a 2%. But it's also Jackie Mason.
Right, it does sound like Jackie Mason.
2% of the 1%. Yeah, and James Adomian is mad at me. This is true because he says, you don't have to do impersonations. You do them so good, it makes me look like they're easy to do. I said, I can't help it if I'd like to do an impersonation. 1% of the 2%.
It really sounds more like Jackie Mason.
Let me try and make it more to sound like Bernie. 1% of the 2% of the 1%. Sorry. 1% of the 2% of the 2% of the 1%.
There used to be a cartoon with an ant and an aardvark, and both of the voices were done by the same dude, John Byner.
Yeah.
And one of the voices was based on Jackie Mason. That was the aardvark. He's like, hey, what am I going to do? What do I got to do to get some ants? I got to find some ants. and then the ant was Dean Martin. The ant would be like, hey, what are you doing over there? What are you looking? You looking for me? You trying to have me for supper? It was so fucking funny. And even like as a little kid, I got the joke. Oh, he's doing the voices of two different famous comedians. But they have pot classes now here in Los Angeles.
Pot classes?
Since home gardeners over the age of 21 are okay to plant 6 or fewer marijuana plants in a secluded part of their yard. As long as you keep it secluded, I guess it's cool. I was going to say it's got to be in your closet or in your house, but garage or something. But I guess you could do it in the yard as long as it's secluded. It's not accessible to the public. Because you know what happens when dogs and kids come in and eat marijuana plants?
It happens a lot.
I don't think anything happens. You got to smoke it. You got to light it on fire.
I don't know. My dog eats it.
And how's he do?
He gets really high, and then he goes sits in the corner of my closet, and he has, like, this mopey face, and I'll be like, buddy, what did you do? And he'll just look at me, like, you know, all cute.
He's just kind of sad that he's high?
Yeah. He just wants to be in a dark, cold
corner. But you don't
corner.
Get him high, right?
No, he goes through my bag.
He'll eat a clump of weed.
Through everything.
Yeah.
Huh?
He'll eat a clump of weed?
He'll eat anything that has weed. He smells it and he'll go crazy looking for her. He'll open cabinets. He'll open my book bag. He'll do anything. He'll open like a tin jar, like with his teeth. He'll just smash the jar or anything. So he
you
can
never
eat
bring
it.
Edibles that are chocolate home, though.
Yes.
Those are really bad for dogs.
Dude, I'll put them away up on the top and he like loves
it. He works
it so
at it, right?
Dude, he'll just be like obsessed, like it's a squirrel or
it's
something.
Like a, yeah, it's like a guy in prison. Like every day he thinks about how he's going to break out.
He's going to smoke some weed or eat some weed. And like whenever we're smoking, he'll just come by and like be like, and like suck the air.
Well, I'm glad it sounds like your pet likes it. I don't want to get animal advocates mad at me because
if he does it by accident, you don't care. Because
I don't let him.
Yeah.
He goes
for it.
Yeah.
A chunk of weed, a chunk of weed. Everything's better with a chunk of weed. It's the only weed you'll ever need. Everything's better with a chunk of weed.
Yay!
What was that?
Something the Family Guy did, but I changed it a little. Bag of weed, a bag of weed. Everything is better with a bag of weed. It's the only drug you'll ever need. Everything is better with a bag of weed.
You really did change it a little.
A chunk of weed, a chunk of weed. Everything
bag
is better with
a chunk. That was the only difference.
Yeah, well, that's sometimes you only need to tweak it a little bit.
Right.
You're pretty good at this.
Like, you should maybe get money now for that song.
I should give money. Seth Meyers is on
well,
the
yeah,
other
don't
line.
Get us in trouble. Yeah. Podcasts still can get away with using music that you don't own for
oh,
some reason.
Thank God, or I'd be going to prison. Please don't come after me. Edit that out.
Do you want to sing something else going into the next commercial break, Todd?
I could re-sing that.
We're coming up. No, that's cool.
Oh, Mr. Rogers song.
People
could
rewind. if they're into that. Ooh, one of the topics was marijuana pizza. We'll save that for another time, I guess.
How many did we get through?
One, kind of.
I'm sorry. I hope that wasn't my fault. Please don't attack me on the pages.
No, we're having fun. It's
fine. We're having fun.
Yeah,
sit down.
That's all that matters.
Don't go over writing shit. You got better things to do with your positivity.
There's so much great stuff going on with pot. A little bad, you know, because some people are trying to roll back some of the legalization. But things are mostly good.
What states are they trying to roll back
on? The news is all good stuff for the most part. No, I'm just saying that the federal government is thinking about, like, what they're going to do next in terms of whether they'll allow states to decide for themselves. It's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah, but we've got one more break and then a few more minutes together, so let's keep on smoking, mm-hmm. and thanks for watching, and we'll see you shortly.
God bless.
From CDA Studios in Chicago, it's Dark Comedy Late Show with Mike Eagle. Here's your host, Mike Eagle.
We have a fucking incredible show for you tonight. It's partly for saying fucking on network television. I'm not going to have this job for long.
It's Exile. It's me. It's you. These are our guests. Let's go. Yeah.
I gave up and became a Spotify. Paying myself a fraction of a penny playing qualifiers. I'm looking up and I'm stuck in a Chucky movie. Saying yucky shit to chuckles like it's Lucky Louie. So somebody better cancel me before I get a chance to scream this ass naked dance routine. It's dark comedy, cold as a soldier stare. I've been exposed, so now the lows is my overwear. And I'm a polar bear with words for a fancy song. I think it's the first verse from Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. Fuck you, I like the spin doctors. Is that dude's Finn's father or just an imposter?
You know, we're having so much fun. There's so much going on during the breaks here. Todd needed he really needed a peanut butter cup. And so we weren't really paying attention to the music coming back from break. So we'll play it again on the next show and give it more of a fair critique. But it sounded cool. It sounded like it had a nice vibe to it.
Mm-hmm. No, you know? Now I feel it just happened last time. I hate taking the heat because someone spent their time sending in something creative. If someone doesn't say, hey, we're listening to something, then I don't, and then I look back.
I don't know. We can roll back the tape if you want to the part where I say, hey, let's listen to this music.
Or play it again next
Todd,
week.
Todd, could you come back and sit down in your seat and listen to this music, I think is what I said.
I'm sorry. No, I didn't hear you. Are we recording right now?
You were laser focused on getting some peanut butter cups.
I know, but you're going to play that again. I'll feel better if you say yes.
Play what again?
That song, but like next week.
Yeah, it'll be on the next show. We're not.
Right.
We're off for like a month, but it's cool.
Now I'm happy.
We'll
now
we'll remember to do it.
Now they get played twice. I'll remember, believe me. Now I can breathe easy.
Now we got to have you back on the next show.
No,
you're just going to hang out and make sure.
No, I'll call Doug Herzog. I mean, whatever his name. Daniel Kellison.
I'm so glad he won't watch this.
Oh, he does.
No, sometimes he's here when we're doing it, but I don't. He seems too busy to me to watch this show when he's not here. We'll find out. We'll find out. Mm-hmm. Daniel Kellison watches the show, but that music was by Clayton Gates, and I think we'd had another return from the break music from Clayton before. So, thanks for submitting for more. Comedic insults.
And I'll tell you what else I'm going to do to make it up to Clayton Gates. I'm going to officially call my podcast studio what's his name? Clayton Bates?
Caden. It's Clayton Gates.
Clayton Gates. It's going to be called the... That's a hard one. Clayton Gates Studios. I'll put a sign. I'll take
What's
a picture.
What's going to be called that?
My podcast studio.
You're going to have a podcast studio?
I have one.
Oh, you already have one. You just haven't named it yet?
I haven't named it yet.
Okay.
So if I can remember his name, it's all done.
All right.
I already have the sign being
made. Again? How's it go?
Clayton Gates.
Yes.
Wow.
Clayton or Clayton?
Clayton.
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 Now I don't feel bad at all. You know why? Because his name's getting mentioned so much more than if we would have just even said, hey, that's Clayton, really cool Clayton, music, Clayton. And we're going to play it again. Right now, he should be shitting in his pants.
Cool name.
Yeah.
I would if I was watching the show and they kept mentioning my name.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be home busting shit all over the fucking house and take a glass. Are you shitting me? They're talking Clayton Gates. I can't fucking take it anymore. They keep mentioning my name. Get in here. But by that time, it usually stops. But not on this show. Clayton Gates. Clayton Gates. Clayton Gates. Get on the fucking show. Todd Glass is mentioning my name fucking a lot. Clayton Gates. Clayton Gates. Clayton Gates. Yeah, I'd be home. I'd fucking just, you know, take a baseball bat, start busting open all the windows. This is the best day of my life. And then you put it on YouTube, and that's how you get a sponsor.
Sounds exciting.
If you'd like to learn more about this and other tips, come see me at the Holiday Inn this Friday. I'll be giving tips of how to... Hey, fuck.
Fuck. I knew if I just let you go, you'd run out at some point.
Sure. All right, I'm done.
It was a nice run, though.
I try.
Didn't want to interrupt your flow. Do you guys want to smoke some weed?
Yeah.
What do you think? You want to try that indica? I had the greatest idea earlier, and I'm going to implement it starting on the next show. We're not going to be back until, looks like maybe July 12th, but we'll have updates on our page. But I'm going to have a dude come out during the last segment, my friend Taylor Rizzo, or someone like him, come out and give all the panelists that want one a dab during the last segment. Like, take it up another notch in the last segment. Really send you home in your car just high as fuck. Make that horrible drive across Los Angeles better. Because today we're getting out at a really bad time of day. I got to be really high for this car ride.
Really? I can't drive high.
You can't?
I can't.
Well, good for you.
I can't. No. I mean, I can't even be a passenger.
Oh.
Because I get nauseous.
You can't ride in a car high.
I can't ride in a car high.
So what do you do when we're done here? You just hang out for a bit?
Sometimes. Last time I made
Pet
a big
some
mistake.
Dogs.
I made a big mistake.
Give mom a call. I was talking about you.
Yeah.
Were some
mama!
Were any of your parts burning?
Mama, it's Todd. That's how acting used to be back in the 60s, in the 20s. So, Mama, come on in. They all overacted back then. Mama. They were all, shut up. Talk normal. What are you yelling for? It's from the days of...
It was very hard times.
Before they had microphones, they used to have to project, so their acting was unrealistic. That's what someone told me.
Oh, okay.
I think after a show, they go, well, I should tell you... I go, oh, I'm sorry.
Wow.
No, they were nice about it.
Sounds like you really got it talking to.
No, they just said, well, back then they didn't have microphones, so that's why they'd always be like, yeah. Come on in, there's plenty of food for everybody. Like, all right. Open the door and...
Yeah, I like your explaining it guy voice.
Thank you. He's so calm, this guy. Yeah. Yeah, just relax.
You just do it in your own voice, but you give him a voice too.
I do a lot of characters.
I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah, do me.
Oh, whoa.
No, it's hard. Impressions are hard. And then sometimes people don't like the way they come off, and you feel horrible. I've been me and Doug used to have this problem. Remember we do impersonations of people in the audience, what they sound like?
Oh, yeah, but that was just the meanest.
In the audience?
That's one of the meanest forms of comedy. Because the joke was, it'd be like, hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey,
how you doing? That's what you sound like. And then you just start doing this ridiculous voice. And it's a big club, so people don't know what the guy sounds like at all that was just talking to you. And it's just, you can just ride it, and everybody thinks it's so funny. And I figured it out. It's the same thing that's instilled in, it's in little children. Like, a two-year-old will laugh if someone that's not them falls down and is in some sort of pain. That's the height of hilarity to a little kid. Some people don't grow out of it, and they become part of the Three Stooges or something like that. You know, that kind of thing. Or nowadays, Jackass.
I never liked the Three Stooges.
What?
Stooges.
Well, so you never thought other people's pain was funny?
Well, here's what bothered me, and I swear.
Good even, for you on that.
As a sixth grader, but I get people like it. I'm not making a dissertation. But for me, it was hard for me to get over that he was always yelling at them, and he wasn't smarter. And he was like, bim, bom, boom. Hey, look at you, you dumb fuck.
Right.
He acted like he was adding brilliance to the situation.
But he'd get hurt a lot, and a lot of times what would set him off is like a bowling ball falling on his head because Curly is looking the other way and, you know, saying, Mo, Larry, cheese or whatever.
And I didn't like that either, you know,
like,
why?
Like, they all were pretty I get why they were all mad at each other all the time. each of them were hanging out with the two worst people alive.
Right, exactly.
And it just somehow managed to work for many years, but with a lot of sub-ins, there's a lot of different dudes in the Three Stooges. I'm sure you're not much of a fan. But gotta go, Tom. Oh,
I mean, says, I didn't like when he got hit. You would think, well, why didn't I like it when the mean one got hit with the head? Because I knew he was 1 second away from blaming them. So there was no enjoyment for me at all.
It was rough. I mean, it's very physical and mean and... but the point I was driving at, I think, did I have a point that I was trying to make? Was Todd has got so many dates that he wrote them all down.
Busy.
And hopefully we got a good shot of it. Oh, wow. All right.
You know, just to know.
So naughty.
God, I would laugh so hard if every time you held that thing up, it was too blurry to read.
Oh, shut up. I'd be like, if I watched.
Oh, they get the shot right at the second before you crumple it all up.
I'm like, what the fuck? People are tweeting at me, Todd, those dates are not readable.
But here's the thing that is readable, toddglass.com. If you just go there, it's going to be all there for your perusal. And Jenna Sativa, you got your own name on Twitter and Instagram at Jenna Sativa.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good catch. Right?
Thanks.
Like somebody could have tried to beat you to it, or did you buy those from somewhere?
I didn't have to, no.
You didn't have to buy them. That's great. Mm-hmm.
I have my site too, but it's launching next month.
Oh, all right.
Mm-hmm. JennaSativa.com.
Well, that's perfect.
Yeah.
I'm glad you got that one too.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have GettingDugWithHigh.com?
I hope so. Is that a serious question?
I don't know. I mean, the show's on YouTube, so I guess we don't need a website.
I bought one Flirpty Pants Burgers.
What?
Because, yeah, I figure if anyone ever goes to open up a chain of things called Flirpty Burk Burgers, they're going to have to send me a fucking check. That's the one I guessed.
Okay.
Who would have thought Fuddruckers? Think anyone thought to buy that? Somebody did, probably. I thought Flirpty.
You know, I used to have a joke in my act about where people had to know about Fuddruckers, or they at least learned about it through me. And it was a short, very short joke. It was, I recently joined a group called Dyslexics Against Fuddruckers. Thank you very much. Yeah, that shit would bring the house down. And that's how you keep it. That's how you make a dirty joke clean.
Right.
You let the audience's disgusting minds do all the work. What were we talking about earlier when you went off on that thing? I'm probably never going to remember now, or I'm going to remember in the car.
Oh, when I smoked? Last time I left here too early.
Back, yeah, maybe.
And I tried to go home high, and it was not good. It was a horrible experience.
You have to wait, right?
So you can't do that. You just
I have to wait.
Out.
I have to wait.
That's what we were talking about. Now we're in the loop. We're in the time loop. What was it that I wanted to say next?
Remember, I had a panic attack last time. First time ever on the show.
Oh, okay.
And I figured out what it was. I can't do my favorite thing, and I'm going to admit it. People don't. I swear I'm being honest, and it was stupid. But I figure, how bad could it be? I used to like to have a half of a 5-hour energy and smoke pot. I want to be up and high. I don't want to be sleepy. So, but I think that had a bad reaction twice. And I know people are home. Well, of course it does, you dumb fuck. But you know what? If you said how did Todd Glass die, here's the way I lived with it. Honestly, no one's gonna go. You didn't hear what happened. He had a half of a 5-hour energy drink and he smoked pot. You'd still go, what? No, that's not good for you. But it's not die bad for you. But maybe I'm wrong.
Just smoke sativa. It gives you energy. If you're smoking indica.
I like extra.
And that gave you the anxiety attack? The energy drink?
It probably just didn't end up working well together. After many times it did, but the last two times it didn't. So you know what I do now? I have 6 Red Bulls.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad you punched that one up at the end.
Not good.
I had 6 Red Bulls.
Attractive.
Right. super, super sexy.
Wow. Tomorrow, Saturday night, I'm at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown. It's crazy the way this shit just travels through the air.
That's why I do all my plugs at the very beginning. Right. You know, I get them over with, because right now...
I'm done.
I could remember some of them, though. Providence, Rhode Island, on June 19th. You ever been to the Comedy Connection there?
It's great.
Yeah. Do you do the road? Do you travel around at all?
I do, but I go to, like, national parks and stuff. And I go to conventions when I can, but, like, I'd rather go to a park, honestly.
Right, can you could probably time it sometimes to, like, do both in one trip.
I do,
that's
yeah.
what I do with a lot of my stand-up, is I go do something I want to do somewhere and
I
then
worked High
do a
Times.
Show.
I went to the Muir Woods. It was awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and San Francisco was cool.
Went yeah.
to Point Reyes, awesome. Bunch of animals. And lots of animals at High Times, too, for sure. It was so fun. I love it. Like, adult conventions are a lot of fun, but, like, weed conventions are way more fun. Like, Dabathon, it's, like, where you just go take dabs.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah. I was going to go to, like, a sesh yesterday to get fucking crazy, like, high, but I was just taking dabs, and I just ended up passing out. But, like you said, it wasn't something super important, so I couldn't.
That's good.
It's like, watching TV and fell asleep.
Yeah, you got to do that when you have something you can postpone and...
Yeah.
Not piss anybody off.
I needed to.
Well, this was fun. Todd, congratulations on getting through it without having another attack.
No, I had a great time.
Yeah, I really think, you know, it was touch and go a few times there, but it seems like...
Pardon me? I thought it was all hot stuff.
Seems like you got through it. It's always super fun to have you here, of course, but, you know, I thought it was happening a few times.
No, I'm great, and God bless the Lord.
Oh, wow, really?
Well, without him, we
would be... That's where we're going to go.
God bless the Lord. The Lord who lets us live a beautiful day.
I don't like to tell people how what to believe.
I know, I'm kidding. It's a joke.
What?
I don't... Who says that?
That was real? See, we have fun. Jenna Sativa, thank you so much for being here. Thank you again to Todd Glass and everybody for watching. And watch old episodes until we come back. We'll be back around, on or around July 12th. See you then.